Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horrocane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thank you again for joining us.
We come to you weekdays, Monday through Friday, 12 noon in Hawaii, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and 5 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you to all our sponsors, healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948 for your awesome products. If you're not affiliate, please sign up today, and you will partner with us by signing up. Also, you will support the Horrocane Hour and Late Night in the Midlands Network. So we appreciate all the people out there that have already done this, all of our supporters. There's awesome products you can get on healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948, and you can get them on discounts, as well as get commissions for anyone who purchases under your specific affiliate link that you will receive after you sign up. Also, thank you to HealthyWorldStore.com. Check out the 528 section of the store today, and also check out Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs on the store. Dr. Horowitz also endorses CureShop.com. That's CureShoppe.com. There are awesome products on that site, as well as Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs. Also, if you are a musician, we encourage you to sign up at 528records.com and upload your original track to the site, which will be automatically transposed into the 528 frequency of love and healing, and the tracks will automatically be sent back to you in an MP3 file and transposed. They will become part of our music library, and you will be getting 60% donations, actually 60% royalties for anyone who donates for your music. So, for all the musicians out there that have done that, just great, bravo, because you're on your way to really getting your music out there in the most healing way. Also, the music doesn't change. It just will feel different, but it won't sound different, in case you have a concern about that, all you musicians out there. So
yeah, and it's a great listening. All you have to do is check it out. Go to 528radio.com, which has 8 stations now broadcasting with the transpositions into the 528 hertz frequency of love. So love is the universal healer, and if you output music in the vibrating essence of love, which is celebrated by the green grass and all the botanical world in the color of chlorophyll, that's the pigment that gives us the oxygen, the ha, the breath of life that rejuvenates us and sustains us, uplifts us spiritually and in every way. Well, gee whiz, that now is a frequency we now know is 528. 528 hertz is the heart of everything in the universe. In fact, look at the heart of the sunshine. It's 528 nanometers. That's the heart of the rainbow. What's true for the rainbow is true for your heart. So as above, so below. If it's true for your heart, true for the rainbow, true for the sunshine, and it's got to be true for God's heart. And that means that you can commune with this music. Absolutely divine communion, and you would expect miraculous healing from that communion, wouldn't you? And that's exactly what we're doing with the 528 Love Revolution. We're outputting this fantastic revelation and understanding how we can uplift ourselves, edify the entire civilization. Awesome, just an incredible opportunity for everybody out there. Just listen to the music. Whoa, listen to the music, you know?
Yeah. And also check out 528radio.com, where music has already been transposed into 528. There are several different genres of music available on the site. We would love to increase them, so we appreciate all of your donations to do that. And you can do that by going to 528radio.com. We have awesome, awesome selection right now of a lot of your favorite music already up there. So check it out.
Yep, indeed. And I know your favorite, Sherry, is the punk rock station.
528 Monkey Man Radio. Because that's some of the music I grew up with, you know, when I was a teenager. And it's really nice to be able to hear it again, but hear it in 528. It's protest music. Some of it is a little harder core than I like, but right now in my life, anyway, when I was younger, I appreciated getting into those mosh pits. But
well, there's still people out there that enjoy that. At any rate, you know.
Never wondered why I just love working with you and have the bravery that I do. It comes from those mosh pits.
Yeah, I guess so. know, just Sherry, I know that your energy today I can hear it in your voice. Maybe some of our regular listeners can also. I know that you're processing a lot of grief along with the poor families of the children and even the teachers that were murdered. And I know that you've been sickly and sadly looking at this from a very broad perspective, looking at the psychosocial pathology of it. And that's what we started to talk about last Friday, and we went into it a bit yesterday. I think the nation is in a process of grieving, and I think it's being insulted by the hypocrisy of the political system that wants to make guns the enemy versus the opportunity to recognize what is truly the pathology. It's in the drugs. It's in the media. The media is the message, and the message is murder. And facilitating that is this concept that the gunman, as well as virtually every other mass murderer and serial killer, has been out on drugs. And so look at this pattern,
yeah,
and you then have the solution.
Right. It's not about the guns. They're making it a gun issue. It's about the drugs, and it's about protecting Big Pharma by not actually speaking about the drugs. When you mention that, for instance, there's articles out there that say that the killer didn't just snap, the Sandy Hook killer. He basically, it was leading up to that. He actually planned it. It was plotted and planned. He killed his computer before. He killed his mother before. I mean, it was just like all these things that plotted. It was an escalated thing, and he had probably been plotting it for several days before it actually happened, or who even knows, even months. But what drugs was he on? And nobody's talking about that, but they said he just didn't snap. But maybe he did snap. Maybe with the drugs, you just snap. I mean, that's the whole thing. Maybe he just, like, one day, like, the drugs told him to go do something. I mean, these drugs that have ability to put ideas into your head that aren't happening, paranoid ideas, sensationalism, glamour in some sense of the killing, putting yourself into a video game. There's like all of these elements that can happen with these psychotropic drugs, because the person's really not themselves. They're on a mind trip. And so what happens to them? It takes over, but there's no talk about these drugs.
Yeah, and from the perspective, the spiritual perspective, even the religious world perspective, it's a virtual demonic possession. When you're not yourself and you're tripping out on chemistry and your mind is going into places where a reasonable, rational, normal person would not go, except for somebody who's a screenwriter for Hollywood, you know, this is demented. Again, all of these films that focus, I mean, now you have an explanation as why I don't go see horror films. You know, people have told me out there, what's the new one that has supposedly me mentioned in it? What's the name of the film? The Exorcist number three?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, The Exorcist number three, I still haven't seen. I'm getting emails all over the place saying, you know, Dr. Horowitz, you know, you're mentioned in the film, Exorcist three. Well, I don't want to go see it. You know, I started when I was very young. I wouldn't go see Jaws. Why the hell would anybody who loves the ocean go into a movie which frightens you to death about going into something so magnificent? I just wouldn't do it. It didn't make any sense to me. Why would I want to hurt myself? And that's what I think you're doing when you're going into this demented media, whereby the silver screen, I mentioned this the other day, and it really deserves repeating. The most powerful influence over human behavior is not your genes, it's cultural modeling you receive from your parents, nor your teachers, nor even your peer group pressure. It's none of those. The most powerful influence over a human being's behavior, as determined scientifically in well over 300 scientific double-blind investigations by Albert Bandura, is the media. and the media today is full of hideous atrocities. Man against man. Unbelievable frights. And that the murderous demonstrations and modeling that take place, particularly in video gaming, is the core problem, because it violates the basic core fundamental human values cherished by we Americans, decreed in our Constitution as the most important First Amendment rights to life, liberty, and pursuits of happiness. Well, gee whiz, I wouldn't be happy if every time I went into the ocean, I'd have to worry about getting bitten by Jaws. What happens to my happiness? It becomes extraordinarily restricted when I become indoctrinated and persuaded to be in fear my whole life versus faith. You know, again, this whole concept of life is so distorted by the media. And the concept of fear, what the heck is everybody so fearful of? The fact is that we're all born, we're all going to die. That is your requirement. You have to die. And this concept of death, whether or not it is something that you can essentially celebrate, because again, when you die, I don't know about you folks out there, but I enjoy sleep. You know, you go into a sleep dream state, man, you're living in a whole other world. And it's relaxing, it's refreshing, it's rejuvenating, and it's healing. Now, that's one example. Another example is the grace that your Creator created for you, because you're a beloved being created by the Creator, like the father or the parent who would never want their child to suffer in death as in life. And so what happens when you go into a near-death or real-death experience? You're suddenly, instantaneously going into this cocoon protective energy where it's a time-space warp. For half of you listening out there have experienced this. I've experienced it about a half a dozen times, because there's no reasonable explanation for me to be here except by the grace of God and the protective angels. And I've experienced this over and over again, and so have, in my polling worldwide, half of you out there listening right now have had near or real death experiences, and you experienced the same thing as I did. It goes into, at that moment of the most potentially worst trauma and pain and suffering, it becomes still. You go into this etheric state, a time-space warp, where things become like etheric, a little cloudy, and slow motion-like, where the events unfold, but you're engaged in a space, in an experience that's painless, that's actually completely comforting. It's like a cocoon. You're sheltered from the storm. Now, wait a minute. That is a intended result of the Creator's program. You didn't create that. I didn't create that. Our teachers don't talk about that. Nobody wants to recognize that. But that's the fact. And that's the truth. It's empirically evident. A majority of people have experienced it and bear witness to it. So that is how much Creator loves you. Designing into the system your psychosocial experience, your entire essence goes into, virtually transmutes the pain and suffering and the fear and the agony. It goes into instantaneously peace. And from that perspective, it's a very interesting thing. People come back from near and real death experiences changed forever. And this is the situation, again, you're not yourself when you're on drugs.
Right.
And there's no reason to go on drugs to be yourself or to be anything but who you are.
And you know, the horrible tragedy is now that they're saying that the children that survived are very depressed. So they're going to administer them drugs for their depression. After they had this guy who killed their brothers and sisters.
Because of the drugs.
On drugs. Now they're going to remedy these children's depression with more drugs.
The gross hypocrisy and stupidity of humanity is demonstrated right there. It's outrageous. You know, the word outrageous is used in law to define something that a reasonable person and a reasonable jury would find literally unbelievable. Outrageous to the point of a reasonable person would prohibit it from their lives and shirk it and run from it. And what do we do with our stupid media and our stupid politicians is embrace it and further it, aiding and abetting organized crime, mass murder, genocide. That's what it is. It is called genocide. Don't believe the modern definitions. They changed the definitions in Wikipedia and the various online dictionaries. Genocide is defined as, in the old days, still today, it should be defined everywhere as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and ideology. And the ideology is sick because the politicians and the politics say that we got to turn on and drop out of reality. Let's not be ourselves anymore. Let's be a drug-induced, hypnotized, trans-state, indoctrinated idiot or mass murderer. And that's acceptable where we can go online and get trained in how to mass murder people by video gaming and living vicariously in that reality until we suddenly take enough stupid drugs and flip the switch and pick up a gun and go shoot a few children. Now, if you folks listening out there, don't share this message and don't spread this message far and wide, then you're really as guilty as the murderer because you're aiding and abetting. You're complicit in the organized criminal conspiracy to take out humanity optimally. You do it by mass persuasion and hypnosis and the indoctrination by the media. And that's what everybody falls for. But, you know, everybody's sitting back saying, oh, I hope somebody does something beneficial. Well, you've got to do something beneficial. It's not going to come from a tearful Barack Obama hypocrite.
Yeah, and you know it's really horribly sad. They show you these photographs of the children that died in this tragedy, and they say, well, you know, let's talk about banning the guns, and nobody's talking about the drugs.
It's like putting a bandage on top of a hemorrhage. You don't put a bandage. You don't make the instrument of the insanity, the insanity and the hypocrisy and the social pathology. You don't make the gun the problem. You make the psychopath the problem, and you look at, as a physician would, you diagnose the psychopathology. What is the cause? What's the root cause of this?
Yeah.
And it's not the guns. It's not the bullets. It's not even the military industrials that enjoy you buying their garbage and killing people. It is the drug industrialists, and it is the drug industrialists that are allied, virtually the same cartel as the energy industrialists, that have you enslaved. Look at the utility bills this month, folks. In an economic crisis, you know what a blessing it is that they've kept gasoline around $4 a gallon. Gee whiz, that's, you know, again, you got to look at who is causing this for what purpose. And the globalist agenda is the purpose. And taking out America is the objective. For the globalization process, you've got to create helter-skelter and people who are unhappy with their reality as imposed by the governments. That is the overriding political, geopolitical agenda that is evolving now in these end times, in this globalization process, as per the protocols of the elders of Zion. In 1776, this has been evolving for centuries. And I'm telling you that not as some weirdo. I'm telling you that as a Harvard-trained, educated analyst in intelligence agency matters and media. My Harvard degree is in media, persuasion, technologies, research, and development. I watch the news, but I don't see it like everybody else sees it. I watch for the subtle cues, the little subliminal messages, everything from the body language of the anchors. What is that term? The program news anchors. That's a neuro-linguistic programming term, a behavioral engineering term to anchor you into a certain doctrine, dogma, reality that is not real, that is the persuasion and the fake fraud that sells a certain product, promise, or way.
Right.
And so this is where we have indoctrinated and have permitted our own indoctrination and virtual demise. It's time to wake up. I've done this in the past many months ago. I'll do it again right now. I'm going to count to three. And at the end, I'm going to snap my fingers. And when I snap my fingers, you're going to come out of the hypnotic trance state that has been induced by the media and the mass persuasion of ignorance. People who have no idea, but they model insanity. You're going to come out of that trance state. One, two, three. Back to reality.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like you just want to shake people. You want to wake them up. You want to make them see that it's Big Pharma that's the killer here. Big Pharma is the killer. If you look at every single, almost every single serial killer through history since the late 60s, if you look at every single killer since the late 60s, you'll see that they were all on drugs. And it's like when you go and you say to a doctor, a regular doctor, I'm feeling depressed or I feel down or my energy level's down, they'll try to administer you, prescribe you antidepressants. But what those antidepressants don't do is heal you because you never get to the root of what the problem is.
And typically the root of the problem is nutritional and it's lifestyle. It's lack of oxygen. It's lack of energy. It's lack of hydration, of good water.
But what about the emotional part of it? Like, let's say you lose a loved one.
Well, that's normal. Essentially, grief is a normal process. You know, everybody's got to go through grief. That's part of the human condition.
But people don't want to deal with their grief, so they rather medicate.
That's the problem. And you never then substantially deal with the root cause of the disorder. You are masking the symptoms. The depression is a symptom. You haven't dealt with the main problem. The main problem being, you know, the loss, pain, fear, loss. And this is the news media place for this. Before I talk about that, I want to remind people that we did a documentary film that has been heavily censored, heavily suppressed, and neglected by alternative and mainstream media. I won my first film award by the Accolade Award for uniqueness in filmmaking for the film Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. You can go to Pharma Whores, Pharma, whores.com, and get information about it, download it, and watch it and share it with others. There's a bleeped version and an unbleeped version. If you want to show it to your church group or synagogue or mosque group, then go get the bleeped version, because then you don't have to deal with Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller's foul mouth. But the reality is that we showed you in that film the connection between the energy industrialist, the drug industrialist, that's Big Pharma and Big Energy. The global cartel is the same, because the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel all evolved out of the Rockefeller Standard Oil, IG Farben, Bayer Corporation partnership back in the days of Hitler, pre-World War II. And so did the eugenics, racial hygiene, kill black people, kill gay people, kill Jews agenda was not Hitler's. It was not even Joseph Goebbels. It was the United States American Rockefeller family that funded the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratories, and at the same time, in that facility in New York, they funded its sister organization in Germany called the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity. Now, that's pre-Hitler. It predated Nazi Germany, and the objective was to sustain the commercial operations of the rich and famous. The wealthiest of wealthy, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Vanderbilts, were worried that the unions and the immigrants were going to come in and take over the corporations through popular uprisings. And so they had to develop technologies that would sicken and enslave the immigrants and the minority groups. And they then funded the genetic research to target genetic predispositions and diseases among the races and the bloodlines. This is what the early research was about. And the funding for eugenics, actually that eugenics program was intimately connected to the Tuskegee study. The same ideology, it went through the 1990s, even into the 1990s. They still had eugenics-related experiments. Mentally retarded individuals were used, for example, as experimental subjects, injecting them with the hepatitis B vaccines back in the early to mid-1970s. The Willowbrook State School for Mentally Retarded Children on Staten Island in New York. They injected those children along with the gay men in New York City and the blacks in Central Africa with the hepatitis B vaccines that were developed in contaminated monkey kidney tissues. I show you in the book Emerging Viruses the contracts and the scientific studies to prove exactly what I'm saying to you is true, that those vaccines were laced with AIDS-like viruses. The first group in the world to develop AIDS were the mentally retarded children on Staten Island. And to cover that up, they closed the school in 1976, just as the first case of AIDS in the United States was determined. They didn't even call it AIDS at that time. It was GRID, gay-related immune dysfunction or deficiency. That first case came in 76, and that at the same time, the United States Army closed Willowbrook State School, everything except their biological weapons and analysis laboratory. All of this is written up in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola that Reverend Jeremiah Wright recommended to the world. In defense, he was at the National Press Club against those who were demonizing him and his family for coming out with the truth that AIDS was man-made, an American creation for population reduction, particularly affecting the black community. So this is the reality. And if you're faced with this reality, who's behind it? We show you in PharmaHorse. This is the petrochemical pharmaceutical energy cartel. And they're controlling the media. And they're controlling the media because they're controlling the message and the mindset. The mass mind goes where the media goes, proved Bandura. To hell with the teachers, that doesn't go. You don't go where your teachers went. Maybe you have had a teacher who's been influential in your life. But Bandura proved far more influential than your parents, teachers, or peers, is the video gaming, is Hollywood, is mainstream media television.
But it really has to do with the drugs. The drugs are what drives people over the edge.
Yes, exactly. It goes hand in hand. They're selling the drugs. Look at the commercials. Look at why it was. Tell folks why it was that Jesse Ventura didn't want to have you talk about the drug cartel when you did the VP also.
Those were the sponsors. Those are the sponsors for the mainstream media. And those are the largest funders of all television because they sell their drugs. They use it for advertising purposes. And because it really works well, they actually condition the commercials and the television shows and the video games to work like with certain people who, like, it's kind of like putting 3D glasses on, I would say. When you're on these drugs, the things that come through the airways on the television are interpreted, or video games are interpreted different, like when you put on 3D glasses and you watch it.
You could have subliminal connections, absolutely. Wouldn't surprise me in the least that some of the hypnosis, particularly if you look at Manchurian Candidacy, how to create mass murderers or serial killers, it's very easy to do when you're having an induction, a hypnotic induction that includes drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you basically, you know, I've said this a number of times about a number of people. You know, the first person that comes to mind is Danyon Brinkley, who admittedly worked for the Central Intelligence Agency as a Manchurian candidate. He used to be an assassin. And then his story is that he was struck by lightning and he suddenly had a life change. Well, gee whiz, I can believe that. You know, I know Danyon. He seems to be a real nice guy, a real sweetheart. We give each other hugs whenever we see each other. But the reality is, do I really believe him and his story? Hell no. Here's why. Because his CIA date, you know, basically...
Just one time, though.
That's another story.
Okay.
But, you know, the saying goes, once in the CIA, always in the CIA. I mean, there's occasionally you'll have people and you want to give people the benefit of the doubt that they break out of that insanity like Barbara Hartwell. You know, there's examples out there. So, okay, giving, for example, Danyon Brinkley the benefit of the doubt, I can believe, okay, he didn't want to be an assassin any longer of the Central Intelligence Agency, so he quit after he got struck by lightning. Now, I can believe that. Based on what I said, it's a life-changing experience to have a near a real-death experience. You see the light. You go through the tunnel. You may even see your relatives and friends there. It's a cocoon. It's delightful. It's peaceful, joyful, serene. It's just basically, you know, you're connected to the divine source. And that's life-changing. Now, I can believe that Danyon had that, but now his story goes on. He has two more lightning strikes. Over a period of several years, he gets struck not once, not twice, but three times by lightning. Now, I have I can't conceive of that. I just honestly, you lose me. You know, you would lose me pretty much after two. But here's what I think happened to Danyon. And again, it doesn't take anything away from my respect for what he does, except for you've got to look beyond what his message is. If you look what his message is today, it's been, he calls it CIA, Compassion in Action. It's an organization that helps with hospice and helps to promote the fact that dying is a blessed thing and can be made to be a much more peaceful, enjoyable experience. Again, there's a humanitarian function in there, and that's great. We all need that comfort at that time, and relatives need the comforting at that time, so there's nothing wrong with that. The problem I have is twofold. Number one is that it comes at a time when 6.5 billion people are targeted for murder. They're targeted for elimination, for depopulation by the Bill Gates and the Ted Turners of the world, who falsely claim we have too many people, too many useless eaters. In fact, we have more than enough resources, more than enough water. It is the suppression of the technologies to sustain life on Earth that is the cause, again, the root cause that nobody wants to look at because the media is not telling you about it. It's censoring that truth. So the concept of Danyon coming along and suddenly saying it's wonderful, let's all pitch in and help people die and celebrate death as a pleasant, enjoyable experience. Coming at that period of time through a Central Intelligence Agency connection raises a red flag for me. I'm sorry. The next thing is where the story goes three times he's struck by lightning to have these divine revelations and a change from an assassin into a humanitarian. Suddenly now, I'm lost, and I go back into looking at what does CIA do when they're training or hypnotizing a Manchurian candidate. They give you drugs. They put you under a bright light. They flash the light in your eye, and they give you the hypnotic suggestion stating, this is you, this is your new life. We're going to implant in you certain triggers that this is what you're going to behave, you're going to be doing in your life. Your behavior is modified now, and you're going to go off, and you're going to become, instead of an organized killer, an assassin, you're going to become a humanitarian out there delivering a message of hope for the dying. So this is, you know, again, the hypocrisy in this and the obvious administration of population management, population control via media, via messages. Again, I've said this many times before, the classic definition of hypnosis. The definition speaks to the fact that we're all hypnotized, that the media has hypnotized us all. We're living in a false sense of reality. It's like the Inception movie. We're on a level of insanity here when we tolerate the drug intoxication and the mass degeneration of the values and the ethics and the morals in society that enable lunatic killers to be drugged out, armed, and go murder people. So the hypnosis definition is, quote, relaxation coupled with a clear channel of communication, end quote. That's all she wrote, folks. That's all the classic definition of medicine in medicine and in psychology. Of hypnotic induction and hypnosis is. All you need to do is sit in front of that television set, be relaxed, maybe even sip a beer, and have your face and eyes and ears tuned into that message. Relaxed state message. Now you're hypnotically induced to become whatever the media wants. Whatever Big Pharma and the energy cartel wants. If they want you to go out there and murder people, you go out there and murder people. If you want to go out there and do something beneficial, they'll train you in that too, just like they did Daniel Brinkley.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to the Horrorcade Hour.
Is it possible to read a person's thoughts? Can we implant thoughts also? Is there evidence of the existence of God? Does USGS records show increases in earthquakes due to nuclear testing? Author Jose Collazo says yes, and he has the proof in his three books titled America's New Slavery, FMRI Technology, America's New Slavery Behind the Scenes and Update, God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and much more. Researched under the Freedom of Information Act and other sources, Jose Collazo has the proof to most of his claims and is investigating others. You can get copies of his books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or www.xlibris.com. That's www.xlibris.com. Or you can click the book banner on the main page right next to the chat room on www.latenightinthemidlands.com. Get your copy now. You're listening to the L&M Radio Network. The L&M Radio Network covers it all with great shows like Tough Reality, Paranormal Perception, The Horrorcade Hour, Angel's Lighthouse, Mysterious Realms, and of course our very own, Late Night in the Midlands. So when you think of a network that takes an interest in everything, think of a network that covers everything. The L&M Radio Network, exploring the truth and exposing the lies, day and night. For the full lineup on times and dates of the shows we generate, go to www.latenightinthemidlands.com and click the on-air schedule tab at the top of the website. We want to stick around and continue to bring you the best guests and the best shows from around the globe with the best information. And we cannot do it without your support. So please, spread our content as much as you can and donate on the website by going to www.latenightinthemidlands.com, and on the right side of the page you will see the donate buttons, and you can rest assured that every penny you donate goes to help the LNM Radio Network stay on the air and expose the world one truth. One and a truth. One and a truth. You're listening to the LNM Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Harrowcane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
So we were just actually touching on psychotropic drugs as being the real culprit and not guns in the shootings, the recent shootings, as well as all of the previous shootings in recent years.
Well, the drugs are certainly a main factor. The media is a main factor, and I think the combination of the two is the problem. It's not guns that are the problem. It's the combination of psychopathology generated chemically. And this combination where you're hypnotized into war mentality, into fear, into nightmarish states of consciousness, which is exactly what the madness in the media administers. That's why I don't go see horror movies. I think it's the entire industry should be outlawed because it's abusive to who we really are. If we want to have, for example, a pleasant world, peaceful, productive world, why would you go and entrain yourself, engage yourself, and indoctrinate yourself into a level of consciousness that puts you on edge constantly, being fearful of a generated virtually false reality, which then becomes the overriding pop culture? The popular culture has been engineered by the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, medical, industrial complex that controls the media, the message, and the pop culture. So it's simple. The diagnosis of what ails us, what ails humanity, the source of the serial slayings and mass murderers is what we're talking about. It's a combination. Like the drug cocktails are a combination. Couple that with the media, and you've explained the madness.
Yep, it's really a sick thing, you know. And it's not just happening here in America, these horrible shootings. I mean, they're happening everywhere. The same day that one happened, there was actually wasn't a shooting. It was a knife attack on children in a school on the same day, so it's definitely not a gun.
This is in China.
Exactly. And then I'm just reading, in Pakistan, a gunman shot 5 female health workers who were immunizing children against polio, causing the Pakistani government to suspend vaccinations in 2 cities. So why would somebody go in and shoot them? That's really weird.
Well, actually, it's not at all when you consider the fact that, again, if you have these people who are so frustrated to the point whereby they become revolutionary. If you consider the fact that the polio vaccines are spreading cancer, the polio vaccines, and anybody that wants to get involved in this, read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, or if you don't want to spend $29 and change for great education, go online to YouTube. There's a segment that I did there called The Truth is Out There. The Truth is Out There is a video production by Maureen Kelleher from Canada, who sat me down and asked me questions about the polio vaccine, both Salk and Sabin. And it's online right now. And you can see that these children are being injected with carcinogens. Slow death, profitable, money-making. This is very, very lucrative when you inject a child with a polio vaccine and then cause a whole variety of autoimmune diseases. You know, there's 86 new autoimmune diseases that came in the vaccine era. So if you're somebody who is concerned, as I am, about this, and then you maybe take drugs and you lash out because you have now become a killer instead of a lifesaver, that is what it explains. It's the same kind
right.
of thing when
exactly.
you know, you have family planning people who go in there and murder family planners.
The problem with it is, yes, that the people who are giving the vaccinations are not the ones responsible for creating the vaccinations. They probably don't even know that they're giving out poisons, okay, these people. And not only are the gunmen going in and killing them, but they're killing the people that they're giving the vaccinations to. So the group has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but they
Which group?
The group who committed the shootings in Pakistan.
And their anti-vaccination
yes,
group?
Yes, the most suspicion focused on the Pakistani Taliban, who has previously blocked polio vaccinators and claimed that the U.S. is using the program as a cover for espionage.
Well, this is actually setting yours truly up, because that's what they're going to claim eventually.
That you are working
with
the Taliban.
That I am
terrorist
promoting terrorism and this murdering of vaccination. I want to go on record as saying right now, I do not endorse murder. I endorse, like Gandhi, peaceful protesting. I've always been a pacifist. The reality is, however, that the real murderers are the ones that are injecting people with foreign RNA, foreign DNA, from a whole variety of sources, along with the other ingredients, the toxic heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, sterilizing agents, all of those things. You cannot claim today you don't have awareness of. If you're going to pick up a syringe and a needle and you haven't done your due diligence to go online to see what Dr. Leonard Horowitz and what a half a dozen other experts who have for many, many years studied this matter, don't forget, I personally trained about 30,000 healthcare professionals between 1990 and 1993 for Henry Schein Corporation, the largest dental and medical catalog supplier in the world. I used to routinely recommend hepatitis B vaccines until I learned the truth. And that truth is out there. The truth is all over the internet. Now, if you're so negligent and so brainwashed as to become a serial killer by injection, murder by injection, there's no excuse. And if you go back to the Nuremberg trials, genocidalists were complicit when they neglected what was obviously so. These parties are complicit in mass murder. So that explains why it would be that the Taliban or anyone else who is suspicious and basically finds the Anglo-Saxon, the white, particularly Anglo-American orientation towards healthcare and salvation to them, and I believe it's righteous, it is a spiritual warfare. We're dealing with a holy war. Now, where does that information come from here in the United States? It's been echoed by Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who, again, recommends when he defends that America created AIDS to target people primarily of color. He recommends people read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola by Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And he says that this is Reverend Jeremiah Wright. This is Barack Obama's minister for 20 years and family, friend, colleague, and counsel to the President of the United States, recommending people read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola to come to terms with the fact that the American government is capable of doing anything, including conducting genocide under the guises of public health and national security.
Well, what's interesting is it says insurgents have long been suspicious of polio vaccinators, seeing them as potential spies. But that greatly intensified after the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency used a vaccination team headed by a local doctor, Shakil Afridi, to visit Osama bin Laden's compound in Abbottabad, reportedly in an attempt to obtain DNA proof that the bin Laden family was there before an American commando raid attacked in May 2011. But we already knew that bin Laden was dead by then, and so did those people in Pakistan. So this is a spin on the story right now.
It's a spin on the story. Now, also, let me just add this, because it involves bin Laden.
Well, because bin Laden, everybody needs to know this, he died in 2001. Benazir Bhutto, the former prime minister of Pakistan, who was right before she was assassinated in 2007, stated that bin Laden had already been killed. And they took nobody ever saw his body when they actually said that they killed him, when the soldiers killed him. And all the soldiers that were involved in allegedly killing him, they all went down in a helicopter crash.
Oh, very convenient. You know, I want to mention the connections between the bin Laden family, vaccinations, and the Bush family. Because if you go back and study the economics and the investments on Wall Street, and you go back before 9/11, you find the bin Laden family was partnered in the Carlyle Group with George H.W. Bush, James Baker III, and others in this most wealthy military investment, equity investment organization.
And that's when Bush was in the CIA.
Bush was had been in the CIA.
He was the head of the CIA.
Well, that was back in the 70s already.
Yes.
But Bush was already, I think, past president in 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So now you've got George H.W., the old man Bush, is pushing and marketing military weapons and vaccinations through the Carlyle Group. And again, read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, and you see that the Peace Corps and the Rockefeller-directed American Red Double Cross has been consistently involved in covert operations and enabling Central Intelligence Agency and British Secret Service agents to infiltrate various third world nations to conduct espionage under the guises of public health, under the guises of doing beneficial things with vaccinations. They go in, see, you know, this is the cover. And so the history of the anthrax vaccine, if you study what was found in the cave when American troops went into Afghanistan looking for Osama bin Laden, and they found in his cave a business prospectus from the anthrax manufacturer, where the anthrax manufacturer in Michigan, Bioport LLC, had been invested in by Carlyle Group, by the Osama bin Laden's family, the bin Laden family, and the Bush family. And that was a business perspective reflecting their investments, their collaborative investments in vaccinations for Gulf War. The vaccine, anthrax vaccine, is primarily the vaccine that's mostly accountable for Gulf War syndrome, because it was in that vaccine that the troops were injected with all sorts of genetically engineered biologicals as well as chemical weapons of mass destruction. And this is what evolved, according to not only Garth Nicholson, but many other researchers had determined the links between the anthrax vaccine, funded partly by the bin Laden family and the Bush family, in the creation of what's called Gulf War syndrome, which is the same as chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction coupled with cancer. Slow developing cancers are linked to the anthrax vaccines and other vaccines because of the contaminations of what's called the Epstein-Barr. The Epstein-Barr virus is a slow cancer trigger. And this, again, is what was associated with all the polio vaccines. They were heavily, up until the 1990s, they were still contaminated starting in the late 50s through the 1990s. It was contaminated because it was produced in contaminated monkey kidney tissues. And that, like the hepatitis B vaccine, was a source of cancer triggers.
Well, this article that I'm reading, it comes from the New York Times, actually dated. It just came out. But it goes, the ending of it says, still the Pakistani government has engaged considerable political and financial capital in fighting polio. So they're getting money. Hold on. They're getting money. They're getting capital for fighting it, meaning they're being paid to allow
the World Bank.
Okay, of course. And check this out. President Asif Ali Zardari and his daughter Asifa have been at the forefront of the immunization drive. So the president of Pakistan is working, because he's collecting the money, with the help of the international donors, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
I was just going to mention that.
They have mounted a huge vaccination campaign targeting up to 35 million children younger than 5, usually in three-day bursts, that can involve 225,000 health workers. The plan aims to have every child in Pakistan immunized at least 4 times per year.
And that's a false name. Immunization does not mean vaccination. It's the virtual antithesis. Immunization classically means normal exposure through normal routes of infection, of infectious agents, which prompt natural immunity against the germs. That's immunization. A vaccination is where, by injection, you get hypersensitization towards not just the germs, but a whole variety of other matters, such as your own body proteins that the white blood cell bodyguards, once they're hypersensitized by the injection, then they begin to attack and destroy your own body parts. That's called autoimmune disease. And that's where the 86 plus autoimmune diseases from chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy, many more.
You know what's
come
you know,
from?
What to me it seems that this is a scare campaign to anybody who's actually saying they're not going to want the vaccinations in Pakistan. It's stating basically, if you're actually saying you don't want the vaccinations, you're actually helping the fanatic terrorists who want to kill.
Yeah, see, this is the media flip now.
Yeah.
The flip on reality,
like,
and the persuasion.
You'll be targeted if you don't want to take the vaccination by these killers who are anti-vaccination.
Right. So this is exactly a great example of what we've been talking about. The pharmaceutical drug cartels' abuse of the media and manipulation of the mass mind to create the popular culture. It's a drug cult. It is a holy war. And so, you know, again, I'm not in favor of anyone picking up arms and killing people to bring peace on earth. The whole reality's got to shift. I'm not in favor of a bloody revolution. We are advancing the love revolution, the 528 love revolution. We can do the same thing by opening people's hearts and tuning down the volume in their insane heads.
Can I say one more thing? And they're actually claiming to get vaccinated. The ones that are saying they don't want it is because they don't want men giving the drops to their children. There's no mention of the side effects of the vaccination.
Yeah, it's all distraction, deception. You know, so basically that's what the media delivers, is the illusion. So anyway, we've got about another minute, and I wanted to just let people know, please get on to our email list for our newsletters. Go to healthyworldstore.com. Also, order products from healthyworldstore.com by calling toll free 888-508-4787. That's toll free 888-508-4787. Sign up for our Healthy World newsletter. We've got a newsletter going out, and there's going to be a free ticket to a movie, a new documentary that we've just uploaded. You know, sneak preview of it. You can go online right now. Go to, and this is new today, go to deathraysandal.com. Deathraysandal.com, and you get your free pass there to an outstanding new documentary that we've just released. memorial to Dr. Fred Bell, my friend and colleague, who was apparently seemingly murdered. And it's a very, very, very important documentary. We're asking you to view it and spread it. Spread it all around, folks.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time.
Bye for now.